Our victory has already been proclaimed by the Lord Jesus. The darkness cannot stand in front of light. If you know who the new creation is, oh, you will never, never, never live a defeated life.
Enjoy this message from Christ Embassy, Cape Town North, the Jesus Church.
Joyful every day. You say, is that possible? Joyful every day. Give me John 16:24. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Jesus speaking. Ask and you will receive. Why? Why must you ask and receive? Many ask, but they don't receive. You see, he said, you must ask and receive. Many ask, but they don't receive. So ask and receive. Why? Why? So read from that. Young, 1, 2, 3, go. My. This is God's heart for you and his desire for you. He wants your joy to be always full. He wants you joyful. His desire, his will. You say, I want to know what God's will for me. There. That you must be joyful. That's his will. That's his will for you. Give me that in the TPT. He says, until now, you've not been bold enough to ask the Father for a single thing in my name. But now you can ask and keep on asking him. And you can be sure that you'll receive what you ask for. And your joy will have no limits. He says, is that possible? Well, I live there. You can live there. You can live there. Watch what Proverbs 17:22, TPT. You read it. 1, 2, 3, go. Did you see that? A joyful, cheerful heart brings healing to both body and soul. Did you see that? A joyful heart brings healing. Have you seen those people? I'm joyful. Can you show it? I do. Even their face, they're 30 years old, but they look 85. Always serious. Say, I can't help it, I'm a serious man. No. Refuse to be like that. Refuse to be like that. It makes no difference what situations you face. Be joyful because, and I've put because with big bold letters, your joy is of the Holy Spirit and not of the situation. Can you be joyful all the time? Yes. Why? It's in your spirit. It's in your spirit. It's from the Holy Ghost. It's from the Holy Ghost. You say, Pastor, you don't know what trouble I've got. You know, it's the children and it's their schoolwork and you know the finances. And Pastor, my husband, he's another prayer point, you know. Maybe. If you stop all that praying from that position and start being joyful, you will see a change. You will see a change. He said, Pastor, you don't know, my leg is always in pain. So, you know, I must concentrate. They've always got an excuse why their face is like a sour lemon. Refuse to be a sour lemon. Tell your neighbor, refuse to be sour. Refuse to be like a lemon. Give me Romans 4:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost, there's just joy. In the Holy Ghost, there's just peace. In the Holy Ghost, there's righteousness. If you are getting swayed by your circumstances, you're in the flesh. It will kill you. Because the Bible says, to be carnally minded is death. That's what he says in Romans 8. To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded, listen, is life and peace. So, to be joyous is your decision. Did you hear what I just said? Because you don't like it to see other people joyful. Why don't you join them and see what it's doing for you? Firstly, all those aches and pains that you are having will go. It will leave you. Because aches and pains doesn't like a joyful spirit. It can't stay where there's a joyful spirit. It can't stay there. It will leave. Because it's your choice to be joyful. You mean that in the NLT? For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That is God's perfect will for you. So I choose to be joyful. Yeah. When trouble comes, try this. When trouble comes and situation comes that you have to make and are big decisions for, and it wants to steal your joy, start laughing. Maybe you don't feel like laughing. Maybe it's something so serious. Just start. Just go, ha, 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 ha. Go and stand in front of the mirror and just go, ha, 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 ha. Before you get yourself, you will laugh. That thing, you will just feel, because you see, wait, joy is in your spirit, but you have to activate it. You have to activate it. It will not work by itself. Can I ever be down? No. Impossible. I go back to it oftentimes just to, as an illustration. When Zelda died, I didn't feel like laughing. I made confessions in front of that mirror, and then I went, ha, 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 ha. With tears running down my cheeks, I went, ha, 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 ha. I choose to be joyful. Ha, 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 ha. Just my action of faith activated that joy in my spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Because to someone that's carnal, it will sound like madness. Someone that's spiritual will grasp it with both hands. So I'm a spiritual man. Yeah. I'm teaching you how to live this victorious Christian life this morning. You know, I once had to do a funeral. Now, a funeral can be a very sad thing. This was a lady whose child died. The child was about that big. I don't know how old, that big. So it was a baby goat. And when I had to do the funeral, I was standing. And the mother was sitting in the front row and she was crying. And God said to me, her joy is gone. She's opened herself for something else, for grief. He said, pray for her. I thought, dear God, I'm busy doing a funeral. How? I just went to her. I said, my sister, may I pray for you? I laid my hands on her. I said, I fill you with joy. Everything else is leaving you now. I fill you with joy. I preached. I went to the grave. We put the girl, that body of that girl into the grave, filled it. Not one tear from that mother again. You see, does that mean she's not going to miss a child? No, she's going to. But you can open yourself up for something else when you don't activate the joy in your spirit. You need to activate joy in your spirit. It's in your spirit, but you need to activate that. That is in your spirit. Hear what the word says. I made a note here. I said, we are full of joy even in the face of trouble and persecution. Hear what James said. Give us James 1 verse 2. You read it. 1, 2, 3, go. Remarkable. Remarkable. God will be evil to tell us to do something that we can't do. He will be evil to tell us to do something that we can't do. Watch how the NLT puts it. Read it. 1, 2, 3, go. The word is for doing. The word is not for obeying. In the Old Testament, they tried to obey. They couldn't do it. They tried to obey the Ten Commandments. They couldn't do it. They failed every time. In the New Testament, it is not for obeying. It's for doing. So when trouble comes that wants to put you in a corner, all you have to do is, ha, 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 ha. Even if you don't feel like, just go. Just stand in front. I feel silly now. It's okay. You have to activate it. It will not happen by itself. People that are depressed, if they come and they activate the joy, if they're born again, they activate the joy that's inside of their spirit every morning by standing in front of the mirror and just start laughing. That spirit of depression will not be able, without anyone casting that spirit out, it will not be able to stay in that house anymore. It will leave. Because you're acting your faith in God's word. Don't you understand? Joy can be heard. Tell your neighbor, joy can be heard. It's not a passive, complacent thing. I'm joyful. How joyful are you? Very. I'm laughing inside, no one can see. I'm joyful. Inside, yes, bubbling. No, you're not bubbling. You're not. You're fooling yourself. Go to Nehemiah 12, verse 43. Yeah. Many sacrifices were offered on that joyous day. For God had given the people cause for great joy. The women and children also participated in the celebration. And the joy of the people of Jerusalem could be heard far away. Joy you can hear. Tell your neighbor, joy you can hear. Joy has expressions. Laughter and singing songs of praise in thanksgiving are expressions of joy. Give me Isaiah 12, verse 3. With joy, you will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. That salvation that you have received is a fountain. How do you drink of that fountain? With joy. With joy. When you activate that joy in your spirit, you will stand amazed. Even if you get up in the morning and you don't feel so good, just go in front of the mirror. Ha, 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 ha. When you do it now, you will see my face. Ha, 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 ha. And just by seeing my face, you will laugh. You will say, I'm finished with this trouble. I'm finished with this trouble. You see, the one that's causing that trouble in your life is very proudful. And he can't stand it when you laugh at him. It's a disgrace to him. He puts his tail between his legs like a dog and he runs. He can't be around joy. He can't be around joy. Joy, genuine joy that's from your spirit, he can't be around it. Tell your neighbor, don't be too serious. Tell your other neighbor the same. Give me a smile, brother. That's it. I want to see your teeth this morning. Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't think of the things. He says, the Bible says, think of the things that's above. Think of things that is joyful. Think of things that is praiseworthy. That is what we think about, not about the trouble. The joy inside will sort that trouble out. I just explained it to you. Tail between the legs, digger. Stand with me. Say, I'm joyful.
I'm joyful.
Woo, say it like a minute.
I'm joyful.
Yeah, you nearly got it right. Hey, let me count to three. So look at the smile. When you were, that glow was on you, some of you smiled. Now you're smiling. Say, I'm joyful. That's better. Right, let's do this confession together. I'm exuberant with praise always.
Expressing joy.
Unspeakable and full of glory, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Woo! My joy is independent of circumstances. It comes from my inner man. It comes from my spirit. My joy is permanent.
My joy is permanent.
And it keeps me strong and alive. Glory to God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. This week, make it a joyful week. Brother, you must learn how to smile. Are you hearing me? Yeah, 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 yeah. Vesitana. Yes, you have to learn how to smile. You have to learn how to be joyful. That is God's way. You do it by faith in His word. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. When will your strength be low? When the joy is low. But you can choose to live on that plateau, like I just said, to live on cloud nine if you want to keep that joy up, up, up. As you go into this week, there are things that's going to try and challenge your joy. Don't allow it. Get a mirror. Even if you have to walk with a mirror, even if you have to put a mirror in your car, have a mirror close by. And if they hear you in the toilet, and they just hear, when you come out of there, they will say, you had a good time, and you say, yes, 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 I had a good time, I had a good time. Me and the Holy Ghost had a good time. Yes, drop this thing that wants to steal your joy. No, 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 no. You're a child of God. You are joyful. Glory to God. Take your seat. If you're in this place and you want this joy, you want this thing that I've just explained to you now, you want this life that I just explained to you now, there's only one way to get it. And that is to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life. Jesus is the only way. There are many other ways, but they all lead to destruction. Jesus is the, they say, who do you Christians think you are? You think it's only Jesus? Look at me. Yes, only Jesus. He said, I am the life, the truth, and the way. Definite articles. If I say the way to Paul is the N1 outgoing, you can take the N1 inbound and it won't take you to Paul. You can take any other road, it won't take you to Paul. But that one will take you straight to Paul. Because it's the way, a definite article. It's got a name. Oh, Rabaseta. The way has got a name. His name is Jesus Christ. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. If you want to make Jesus Lord of your life, if you want to receive this life, just put up your hand. I see that hand there. Yeah, put up quickly, 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 quickly. On the string too. In Helder's room too. Raise your hand, even where you sit now in your lounge. And raise your hand. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me, please. Wherever you're watching this transmission now, say, Father God, say it out loud. Repeat these words after me. Say, Father God, I come to you this morning. Your word says, whosoever calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. I ask Jesus to come into my life, to be Lord of my life. I believe Jesus is not dead. He's alive and he's in heaven. I now receive eternal life, the life of Jesus into my spirit. I'm born again now. I'm a child of God now.
If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to more inspiring messages, download the CE Cape Town North app on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Alternatively, visit www.cecapetownnorth.org.